You're never gonna feel ready to do hard things. It's rare that you'll wake up in the morning feeling prepared to go after your dreams. Hard things are meant to be scary. They're meant to make you feel uncomfortable because they require you to go to a place that's unknown.
Life is hard. Easy, it's not an option. But it's worth fighting. It's worth believing. It's worth giving yourself a chance. It's worth mustering yourself up, standing up inside yourself. It's worth fighting relentlessly, never giving up. It's worth fighting a good fight. It's worth being around motivated, positive people. It's worth being up-tempo. It's easy to have faith and feel good when you're feeling good and you have no pain and your bills are paid and you got a clean bill of health from the doctor. It's easy to be motivated then. But when that's not the situation, it's hard. When you look in the mirror, you don't see the person that you once saw. It's hard. I know it's hard, but do it hard.
The road to paradise starts in hell. You have to take that bus ride, that walk, that crawl, that flight, whatever it may be, back to hell consistently. Because here's the thing, if hell comes visits you, and it visits a lot of people, it's not gonna leave. And your hell is what you're willing not to acknowledge. You're not willing to acknowledge who you are, what your darkness is, what fuels you.
Why? We all ask why we should work this hard. Why take that many classes? You know, why take the notes? Why read the books? Why work that hard? Why? Good question, why? Best answer to why, I think, is the second question. Why not? Why not see how many books you can read, how many classes you can take, how many skills you can develop? Why not see how valuable you can become to the marketplace, to your friends, to your family? Why not see what you can make of yourself? Why not see how far you can go, how much you can see, how much you can earn, how much you can share? Why not?
So as we look at the future, we can decide that from this day forward, as I look at all the dimensions of my life, looking at myself mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, I'm going to do all I can do to develop me, to bring my talent out here, to make a contribution to life. But is it easy? No. Is it worth it? Yeah. Yes, your life is worth it.
Why do you do this thing every single day, and what does it mean to you? I want you to ask yourself those two questions. Every single day, when you get tired, when you're not feeling it, when you don't value it, when you take it for granted, every single day, why do I do this and what does it mean to you? Because if you say you do it for a certain reason and it means something to you, every single day you'll come out and you'll never cheat it and you'll cherish every single aspect of it for the ability to become greater.
That those minutes and those hours, they turn into weeks and months and years, and holding the line in those critical minutes will put you in an infinitely better place physically and mentally if you maintain the discipline. So work through the weakness, fight through the temptation, hold the line.
No one's coming. No one. No one's coming to push you. No one's coming to tell you to turn the TV off. No one's coming to tell you to get out the door and exercise. Nobody's coming to tell you to apply for that job that you've always dreamt about. Nobody's coming to write the business plan for you. It's up to you.
You've got to put in the work when no one else is watching. You have to convince yourself that the things that are in your head, the self-doubt that has been imposed because of life's and small setbacks, are temporary. But the results you leave are permanent. Don't allow the setbacks you once had be the thing that keep you from going after your goals. Set those goals higher. Stop looking for validation from the outside and start believing on the inside. That if I got up this morning, it's because God had a plan for me and I need to fulfill it.
You know you have the desire to achieve more. And so what's it going to take for you to start rewriting the story in your life? See, the problem is you have bought into this false narrative that you are destined for failure because you come from a failed family. You come from a divorced family. You come from a family of alcoholics. Blue collar, blue collar. We're just supposed to be blue collar. No, you're not. No, you're not. You can make as much money as you want. You can have as much freedom as you want. You can have as much opportunity as you want, but you got to go out and get it. Because I can tell you right now, every single one of you out there have exactly what you deserve.
It's necessary that you take charge, that you begin to stand up inside of yourself, that you dry your tears and you're not given the luxury of feeling sorry for yourself, that you got to get in a fighting mode. You can't surrender. You can't be a chump. You've got to fight back. You've got to stand up and start. So wait a minute, what is it I need to do? You've got to make yourself move, even if it hurts. Many people have been written off and said, this one won't survive. And they did. It's possible. You've got to believe in your heart of hearts that it's possible that you can beat this. Your belief, your faith, your drive, your determination, your persistence, your perseverance, your spirit, greater is he that is in you than what's out here in this world. So you've got to decide, you've got to say, it's possible that I can beat this. And it's necessary that I do this. In spite of the pain and the conditions, you've got to mobilize your mind and your spirit. There's nothing as powerful as a made-up mind.
Wanting to become a better version of ourselves is something everyone desires. When we don't make a plan to improve ourselves, we stay stuck or let our limited beliefs control us. But just wanting to change isn't enough. We need clear goals and then take action to make a plan for personal growth that works. You get results by doing, not just talking. Thinking about problems won't solve them. Make a plan for personal growth with things you can actually do. Work hard to overcome any obstacles that stop you from reaching your goals. If you work hard and keep at it, you'll become the best you can be. What's a plan for personal growth? A plan for personal growth is like a customized plan for your life. Start by figuring out what makes you happiest in life. Then work backwards. Think about the habits you need, the things you need to learn, and the steps to get there. Personal growth isn't only for people who feel stuck or have big problems. Everyone benefits from having a plan to grow. Learning how to keep growing helps you be more confident, reach your goals, and feel satisfied. If you're not making progress, you're going backward. So it's time to start growing. Finding your personal challenges. First, decide what's important in your life to set goals for personal development. What does your plan for personal growth mean to you? Is it about getting better at talking to your partner? Do you want to do well at work? Do you want to eat healthier or get in better shape? Do you want to be better with money? No matter your challenges, there's a way to achieve what you want. Growth and success mean different things to different people, but most personal growth plans cover four areas: work, relationships, learning, and health. You can adjust your goals in these areas to fit your life and keep growing. Work goals are about your job. They can be things you want to do sooner or later. For example, you might want a better job in a year, a different job in 5 years, and your own business in 10 years. Work goals also include getting better at your job by learning and going to events. Relationship goals can mean finding love if you're single or making your relationship stronger if you're in one. If you want love, you'll work on finding the right person and getting over things that stop you. If you're in a relationship, you might want to make it more exciting or stop fighting. Learning means feeding your brain, learning new things, and staying interested in learning. You could decide to read a long book, learn to play a musical instrument, or do puzzles regularly. Health is one of the most common things people want to improve. It might seem like just losing weight or getting strong muscles, but it's more. Being healthy means living in a way that gives you energy and strength to chase your other goals. Knowing the parts of personal growth plans. There are many ways to make a personal growth plan, but we can put them into seven groups. One, skills. These are things you're good at or can learn. To do well in life, know what you're good at and what you need to learn. to growth, to get what you want in your job, relationships, life, or health. You need to learn more and be open to change. 3, power. This is how much control you give others over you. To grow, take back some control. Don't let others control you too much. 4, improvement. To make your life better, think positive and work hard. All growth comes from improving yourself. If you don't try to be better, you won't reach your goals. 5, empowerment. What's special about you? It doesn't matter what others think. Feel more confident by thinking good things about yourself and doing things you enjoy. 6, analysis. This means looking at what you're good and not good at. No one is great at everything. Be honest about where you need to improve and what you can do to get better. 7, goals. Having goals is important to make changes and reach your dream. Being ambitious won't help if you don't know what you want. The secret of success is learning how to use pain and pleasure instead of having pain and pleasure use you. If you do that, you're in control of your life. If you don't, life controls you.
If you want your life to change, here's the source of it all. Ideas plus inspiration. The good news is, ideas are not that far away. I've got an excellent phrase for you to consider, one that will serve you well for the rest of your life. Everything you need is within reach. The ideas you need for life change or business change are within listening reach. They're within reading reach. In fact, there's probably a library not too far from you. The problem is, most people pass by libraries. Very few walk in. Andrew Carnegie set up all these libraries across the country, thinking everybody would stop in. But no, almost everybody drives right on by. Do you know how many people own a library card in the United States? 3%. And guess how much they cost? Nothing. The ideas are within reach. But here's the key question. Who is going to reach? There's a simple biblical phrase that says, if you seek, you will find. But it's very important to know that finding is reserved for the seekers. We don't find what we need. We find what we search for. If you will search, if you'll try, if you'll go, if you'll listen, ideas are within reach. And ideas are life-changing. There's nothing so powerful as an idea whose time has come. A business idea, a social idea, an investment idea, a good health idea. All you need is a specific idea to make an impact on your life. Ideas can help you gather treasure, gather equity, and gather wealth. 10 years from now, you can be right where you are now, or you can be in a new place. The difference between now and then could be significant in terms of money, lifestyle, treasure, and equity. In 10 years, you can enjoy an incredible life if right here and now you make a small change in your thinking to start you on the journey. The key is to start right now gathering the ideas and making the changes that will take you further along this new road. Ideas can change your life, and sometimes all you need is just one more good idea in a series of good ideas. It's like dialing the numbers of a combination lock. After you've dialed 5 or 6 numbers, the lock may not come open, but you probably don't need 5 or 6 more numbers. Maybe you need just one more number, one more idea. Maybe a seminar or a sermon can provide it. The lyrics from a song could do it. The dialogue from a movie could do it. Conversation with a friend might do it. If you keep your eyes and ears open, you'll find that one last idea you need. Once you find that idea, the lock comes open, and there's the door for you to walk through. Just one more idea, no matter where you get it, may be all you need to open that door of opportunity. If, however, the lock still doesn't open, you may be lacking in inspiration. Who knows why some people are inspired and some are not? Some people find a great idea and turn it down. Some people say that it costs too much. Some people say that it's going to take too much time. Some people are too busy. There are a lot of different reasons why some people are inspired to take advantage of a good idea while others pass it up. I call it mysteries of the mind, and I just leave it at that. there are some things I don't try to figure out. Some people buy and some don't. Some go for it and some don't. Some change and some don't. And if you've been around for a while, you can usually spot those who don't take advantage of a good idea. A man asks me, "How come all this stuff goes wrong for me?" I say, "I don't know." The most I've been able to figure out is that those kinds of things always happen to people like you. I'll bet he's one of the ones who don't take advantage of good ideas. If he continues on that path, he'll probably never find the right combination. That honor will always fall on the ones who do. Like you.